This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA. As you heard the big voice guys say, answers to all your retirement planning questions in one place. Joining us this week are retirement planning professionals CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can call in anytime with your questions. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. A lot of great information on the website. Also a place there for you to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, put out once a week and once only. It's a great snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Yesterday, of course, came out, talked a little bit about the non-farm payrolls, the numbers there. And of course, it's a great just snapshot. Again, it's not spammy. Don't share your email with anybody. It's literally just a great little tool that you get once a week. In your inbox. Can just get to klossfinancial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. As I mentioned, joining us this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. Malia, how are you this morning?
Great. I love hearing your new words every week, Sean. Spammy. I think we should try to, make that word official.
The weird word of the week, spammy. and people are, that's one of the things that we always want to watch out for. And that's a cool
Absolutely.
Thing with that, with the Market Pulse. I think sometimes people think, I'm going to get a bunch of solicitations, or I'm going to get, I've been signed up for it for a few years now, and it is literally once a week, and it's such mm-hmm. a cool little tool. And all you got to do, again, is just get to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. Before we get rolling this week, let's look back to last week and the Kloss quiz question of the week. Let's get last week's question and answer.
Sure. So last week's question was, and thanks for all of those who listened and called in. As of June 2017, the median balance for American households who have savings accounts was how many dollars? And the correct answer was, according to the Federal Reserve, they had savings accounts with a median balance of $5,200. So again, thanks for calling in and listening.
And don't forget, we'll have a new Kloss Quiz Question Week coming up this week as well. Little tip, as always, if you listen closely to the show, typically the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. We'll explain how you can win a little bit later on in the show. This morning, we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite thing. Pizza. No, we're talking
spam.
Yeah, spam. Spam pizza. No, we're talking. Taxes this morning, and I can hear it in your voice. Maybe not as fun as pizza.
Yeah, it's like death and taxes, right? These are two not exciting topics, but it is important as we begin thinking about retirement and saving for retirement, and even in retirement, what will tax brackets look like. As a matter of fact, when you think of your corporate retirement plan, which is a 401k, 403b, it is really much more about tax sheltering than it is about asset growth. Let me repeat that. 401ks, IRAs, corporate retirement plans are really a lot more about tax sheltering than it is about investment growth, although investment growth matters. So as you enter into retirement, it's going to be important that you consider, hey, number one, what sources of income are available to me? And we've talked about this as the three-legged stool or four-legged stool of, Social Security, pension, personal savings, corporate retirement plans. And then to think about, okay, so of those sources that apply to you, the listener, how are they going to be treated for purposes of taxation, right? So think of an after-tax, say, brokerage account. Well, as that generates income, that may not be taxable at all or at a very low amount. Distributions from a pre-tax retirement account are typically taxed as ordinary income. And of course, the next natural question people ask is, well, at what rate? And if you know anything about ordinary income, it's taxed at various brackets based upon the total amount of ordinary income that you have. And then you get into things like pensions, which again, typically are taxed as ordinary income, although not always. And finally, one of the most important ones that applies to just about every American is Social Security. So Social Security is kind of unique, right? It's withheld from your earnings at about 6.5% of your pay, and then your employer does about another 6.5% for a total of around 13-14%. But it's not necessarily being taxed, and so it's just a withholding that goes there. So then when you get into retirement, people think of it as a tax, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you get into retirement and start generating that Social Security income, sometimes people are surprised to find out you do pay taxes on that. Now, sometimes you don't pay state tax, depending upon the state that you live in, and usually not all of your Social Security benefit is taxable. So, as an example, if you earn more than $34,000 a year as a joint household, then up to about 85% of your Social Security income will be taxed. Now, hear what I said. I did not say it'll be taxed at 85%. I said 85% of it will be income taxable. So again, you need to look at, hey, where I live, do they tax Social Security income? Do they tax pension income? Here's an example. Illinois has a lot of things stacked against it, as we all know, a lot of problems. But in the state of Illinois, actually, pension and pre-tax retirement account distributions are not state income taxable. You're just exempt from the state income tax on retirement distributions. It might be the only benefit of that state, but hey, it's something, right? And I say that we have a lot of wonderful clients that live there, and they're actually surprised to know that because state of Illinois has so many financial troubles. That's a really big benefit. So again, the point of this conversation is to say, be aware of those sources of income and how they will be taxed.
What about Wisconsin when it comes to Social Security? Do we get taxed here or no?
No. So in the state of Wisconsin, your Social Security income is not state income taxable. Again, you think about it, there's federal income tax, there's state income tax. When it comes to your Social Security benefit, there is no state income tax, which is a pretty big deal. And again, really, it's not only just Social Security. Social Security and railroad retirement benefits are not taxable in Wisconsin.
Very interesting. Good to know. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment. You can set it up again, the telephone number, 442-5637. Of course, you can find them online, klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We're going to talk pension and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions that need answering, well, our good friends from Kloss Financial are here, our retirement planning professionals. Again, telephone number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klassfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss with us this morning. We are talking about taxes this morning. Learned a lot about things like Social Security and taxable parts that are, parts that aren't, where is not. What about pensions? When it comes to pensions, what do we need to know there?
Well, first of all, we'd like to remind people that they're in a narrowing group of people. If you're getting a pension, it's great news. Your neighbor might not be getting one, so you don't want to maybe talk about it too much. consider yourself lucky. One thing you'll notice on our show is we do a lot of repetition. There's a reason for that, because most of us don't listen to any particular information, really store it in our brain until it may apply to us. So as we're considering retirement and getting closer, suddenly these topics of Social Security may like be important to us, or taxes, and that's why we're bringing them up this morning. So a little repetition here. As CJ was talking about pension income, most pensions are taxable. And if, as he said, if you're collecting a pension in Wisconsin, your pension's likely to be both state and federally taxable. We like to remind people that some types of military pensions or disability pensions, they may be partially or entirely tax-free. So there's a zillion scenarios, but we just like to point out the ones we're aware of. And the provider of your pension every year is going to send you a 1099 form at the beginning of each year, and that's going to tell you and your accountant exactly how much of your pension is taxable. When we're setting up our pensions or even our Social Security, for those of us who don't live in states where things are not taxable, it's a good idea to specify how much withholding tax you want withheld every year. So again, just over 20 years ago, Social Security was not taxable for people. So many times when people go to apply today, they're very surprised. They're like, what do you mean some of this is taxable? Same with pensions. They had no idea some of this is taxable. So it's a good idea to slow down when you're filling out those forms, working with an advisor, hopefully, that says, you know, it would make sense to withhold perhaps 20% or whatever, so that that amount can go directly to the IRS, so you don't have a big shell shock next April when you're filing your taxes. So you need to remember that withdrawals from your retirement accounts, all those pre-tax accounts that the IRS let you squirrel away for years and years, when that money is distributed out, you will be paying income tax according to which bracket you're on, bracket you fall in. And it's really important to understand, because many people are trying to control their income in retirement so that they can get certain tax breaks, whether it be on their property insurance or maybe for a health insurance subsidy or whatever. So all of that money, all that income feeds in together and is going to create your future income tax bracket. But depending on what you're pulling out, we talked a lot about on this show about your Roth accounts. Mm-hmm. If you have some Roth IRAs, those are basically the opposite of a tax-deferred account. So assuming that you didn't pay, or assuming you did pay tax on the way in, that's how Roths are set up, as it comes out and you're 59 and a half, you're not going to pay taxes on that money as it comes out. So that might be the way in which you limit your tax exposure in retirement. So all these things feed together. Really important to slow down, make sure you know what you're going to end up paying tax on, and try to formulate a projection for the future.
And Malia, isn't there also with things like your 401k and your 403bs, you've got to watch when you're, because not only taxes, but there can be penalties as well, depending on when you take those out, right?
Right. Well, so that's the other word we don't like, is the word penalty, because you've been bad, right?
Yes.
And what that means is you're probably taking it a little too soon. So, again, the tax code says that any of your retirement accounts, if you're taking them before the age of 59 and a half, you could incur a 10% penalty on that money. Now, you can take it out, but you'll pay the 10% penalty. And you'll also pay taxes, because the taxes just don't go away. And we really want to be, you know, very clear on that. When we're taking income out in retirement, you're going to be paying taxes most likely. And if you're taking it out too soon, you will incur a penalty as well.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll take some of your calls. We'll also talk a little bit about investment income and what you need to know there when it comes to non-retirement accounts. We'll hear from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial on just that next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial in studio this morning. If you have questions for them, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Heard Malia in the last segment mention we cover a lot of ground on this show. We talk about a lot of different topics, and of course, mornings a lot of times we're listening, but we're not always. Maybe catch a little thing here or there, and you're going, hey, wait, what was that? Great tip. Get to klausfinancial.com, klausfinancial.com later this morning. This morning's podcast will be up, as well as previous shows as well. klausfinancial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about that dreaded T word, talking taxes this morning. Let's talk about investment income on when it comes to those non-retirement accounts. What do people need to know there?
Yeah, you know, I just had to laugh as we were going through this last segment with Malia talking about the 10% penalty.
Yeah.
I was on the IRS website the other day. Woo! And
he's really bored.
Yeah, right. And I noticed I was reading through the language and I had to pause because they didn't call it a 10% penalty. They called it just an extra tax.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, they got away from that word. Because, I mean, if you ask any financial advisor, anybody who's been in the industry, they go, yeah, 10% penalty. Well, the IRS goes, no. It's not a penalty. We're just going to take 10% more. So sorry, I just had to laugh about that. You know, I just have to disclaim as well, we're not your accountant. We don't file taxes for our clients. We just are aware of the tax treatment as it pertains to investments, of course, because it hits our job. But for ultimate authority on your particular taxes and how it will impact you, that's what accountants are for. Mm-hmm. So make sure you never misunderstand, you know, what we talk about here as the ultimate authority that you go run off and make decisions. You need to be checking this against your personal taxes with your personal accountant. But with all of that being said, I think there's something critical that people need to remember when it comes to investments and taxes. Taxes can hit you based upon the type of account that you have your money in. So think of tax registration as IRA, 401k, Roth IRA, individual after-tax account, annuities. Those can have tax sheltering that the IRS allows. But investment products are a completely separate thing. So what would be an investment product? CDs, bonds, stocks, money markets, checking. So people will get this confused. Occasionally they'll say, hey, I want to get one of those Roth IRAs, but does it grow good, right? Does it grow really good? And I go, well, it depends what you invest in. And they go, no, but I want a Roth IRA. I go, I know you want a Roth IRA. What do you want to invest in within the Roth IRA? Because within the Roth IRA, you can hold money markets, CDs, stocks, bonds. And similarly with 401ks, people go, I don't do 401ks because I don't believe in the stock market. And I go, what does a 401k have to do with the stock market? You may have stock choices inside of your 401k, but a 401k is about taxes first.
But in defense of all of these people out there that are listening, it is not so clear to all of our listeners sometimes.
Yes, good point.
So CJ makes it sound so you know, like absolute, and we should all know this. But unless you work with it every day, it does get confusing.
That's true, Malia. I see, she reels me in. I like that. I like that. So what's the point I'm making? I don't really know. I just encourage you, there is a reason for seeking financial counsel. And by all means, if you can do this stuff on your own competently, that's awesome and big thumbs up to you. But this is why people like us and other financial professionals have a job, because as Malia said, it can be confusing, but it is critical to know the difference between tax treatment of retirement distributions versus investment allocation as it pertains to risk and longevity. So as we think about after-tax accounts, there's things like capital gains and interest and dividends, and people get confused by this again. And this is where I will say the waters get really muddy, because capital gains, dividends, interest inside of a retirement account is deferred. right? You don't pay taxes on a yearly basis inside of a 401k until you go to withdraw it, and then it's just all ordinary income taxable. But what about when you have that individual account or that joint account with you and your spouse, and it's just invested in some stocks or some mutual funds? And at the end of the year, you get this 1099 document that says, hey, your money grew and you owe taxes. And this really frustrates people. They go, well, wait a minute, I'm not even using this money and I'm having to pay tax on the growth. So what people will sometimes do is they'll go buy an annuity, because annuities will defer that growth on that after-tax money. Well, our suggestion would be cautious with that. Mm-hmm. Not that all annuities are bad, but just be cautious, because having some money that's outside of a tax deferral bucket, we believe is a good thing. You want to have some money available to you that is always liquid. You're always paying a little bit of tax on it, so that at any point you could snap your fingers and have some liquid cash available to you.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Sorry, Malia. Real quick, but we'll get to the Kloss quiz question in just a moment. When it comes to capital gains, what are they right now?
Yeah, so there's dividends, interest, and capital gains. it depends what we're talking about. But typically, if you have qualified dividends that you've held for at least a security you've held over 12 months, and then it pays a dividend, it's going to be taxed at a capital gains tax rate, or capital gains similarly. That rate can be 0% if your total income is low enough, or as high as 15 or 20% on the really high side. Most Americans pay 15% capital gains tax on qualified dividends.
Fantastic information as always. Don't forget, if you missed part of the show or you want to go back over some of the stuff we talked about this morning, you get to KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. There's a link there to the podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Remember, there's no cost for that initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz question of the week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz question of the week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. In the state of Wisconsin, Social Security benefits are taxable. Is that true or false? Telephone number 442-5637. It's 442-5637. First caller to Kloss Financial's office with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Lowe's. Again, also the number to call to set up an appointment. Not going to cost you anything for the initial first get to know you kick of the tires one. 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.